1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
Michael Wallace, President Trump says he had a good meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. He says Ukraine and Russia should both declare victory and let history decide.
They should stop the war immediately. You go by the battle line, wherever it is, and both sides should go home, go to their families, stop the killing, and that should be it.
Trump says he and Zelensky discussed whether the U.S. should give Ukraine long-range Tomahawk missiles.
Hopefully we'll be able to get the war over with without thinking about Tomahawks.
Trump plans to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Budapest in a few weeks. Former New York Congressman George Santos was released from a New Jersey prison late last night after President Trump commuted the Republican sentence for fraud. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Santos served less than 3 months of a seven-year sentence. He'd been found guilty of two felony counts stemming from his 2022 campaign, wire fraud and identity theft. Santos will also no longer be required to pay nearly $400,000 in restitution to his victims.
Prince Andrew is giving up his royal titles after the newly released memoir of Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking victim Virginia Giuffre repeatedly mentioned the prince. CBS's MTS tie-up.
Andrew will remain a prince, but in practice, giving up his titles means he loses the Duke of York and other honors and will likely never again perform any public royal duties. His ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, will also no longer be known as the Duchess of York, though their daughters, Princesses Beatrice and Eugenie, will keep their royal titles.
The Dodgers are headed to the World Series after a historic performance by Shohei Ohtani last night. He became the only pitcher to hit multiple home runs in a postseason game. He had three dingers in the 5-1 win over the Brewers.
The game was excellent. I loved it.
It was incredible. It was wild. It was loud. And Shohei, three bombs. Amazing.
The Dodgers swept Milwaukee in the National League Championship Series. Australia's government is about to ban social media for kids under 16.
Unfortunately, 7 out of 10 young Australians have seen things online that they shouldn't have.
That's Australia's communications manager, Annika Wells. The government is currently running a public education campaign with tips on how to begin weaning children off social media
for the good of their well-being. From December 10, people under the age of 16 will no longer have access to social media accounts.
The campaign offers checklists and conversation starters about ways to make the transition.
CBS's Michael Toscano. Facebook, YouTube, and others could be fined tens of millions of dollars if they don't block kids from getting accounts on their platforms. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Highs in the low 70s today, lots of sunshine, turning windy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid 40s. Still windy on Sunday with sunshine in the afternoon, highs in the mid 50s. On Monday, slight chance of a shower, and we'll see highs in the low 60s.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the events from the weekend, including local No Kings rallies across Wisconsin. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Boston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. PROFHearingCare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, huntworthgear.com. And by Hunting Beast Gear, innovators in mobile hunting gear, huntingbeastgear.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, Guy's Guide and the Great Outdoors, and tips for hunting mature bucks. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal, year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, back from the World Walleye Championship in Alexandria, Minnesota, and a whirlwind trip to Oklahoma, Jeff Kelm catching his breath at home. Well, my goodness, how does it feel?
And it feels good to be home. It's good to know that I get to stay home at this point.
Yeah, I'll bet. Now, how did the championship go?
Went well. I will say that I've never been to the La Hamadou chain, never been to the Alexandria area for an event. It was challenging for the anglers, but my goodness, are there some great fish in there? And it was so funny because we go around town and, you know, folks know we're in town and we're wearing our Bass Pro stuff and all that. And so they ask us if we're part of the tournament and they all start talking like, we didn't even know there was walleyes in this lake. You know, we've never caught walleye. I mean, multiple 7-pound walleyes were weighed, multiple six, a couple of 8-pound walleyes were weighed. I mean, I'm telling you, Dan, this is, I mean, just a gold mine. They're not easy. You're going to work for it, but great place, great people as well. It was fun to be there.
Cool. Yeah, and I saw the winning teams were in the 50s, and there were people who only caught 5 pounds of fish in 3 days. So
yeah, there's haves and have-nots. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, cool. Who won?
Chaz DeBias and Corbin Heim. They fished, they qualified for the championship in the 24 season, fishing together, got a chance to fish here. And the second place team also did very well. Got to mention them because Corbin and Frank Wieda, Frank was part of the second place team. They qualified for the 26 championship together and they went 1 and 2 in this event. So those two guys together now, I think, will be a force to be reckoned with going forward as well.
All right. And what are you going to be doing now that you're home and things are slowing down for you?
I have a bathroom to finish. I have a couple of things to do on the wood stove before we fire that up for the year. But I'll get a chance to sit and do a little bit of hunting here in the next coming weeks.
All right. Well, great. Well, speaking of hunting, I've been working on my annual Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special. It'll air in November on FanDuel Sports and PBS stations, along with a bunch of community media cable stations throughout the state. A quick overview. We'll look at several successful hunts from last year and earlier this fall, get an update on CWD pneumonia and EHD, and look at new rules, new deer management units, show lots of viewer photos and videos, including some white deer, and of course we'll have a forecast for each region of the state. We'll have the entire show on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin YouTube channel, and we'll also post updates on Facebook at Deer Hunt WI. And we got some special deals courtesy of two new sponsors. Hunting Beast Gear is offering a 10% discount on any purchase, and you can go to their website, huntingbeastgear.com, enter the promo code DANSMALLODW10 at checkout. And Dex Finger Light has a sale on all their products, and you can save an additional 15% on any order you place. Visit fingerlight.com, use the promo code DANSMALL15. Details on both offers on my Facebook page at Dan Small Outdoors. And not to be outdone, this week's giveaway is another Dex Finger Light and carrying case. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Well, coming up, motivational speaker Reen Waterman previews his program, Guys, God, and the Great Outdoors. And Finger Light co-founder Tom Mitchell talks about his new product and shares some tips for hunting mature bucks. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Every year, there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond. And keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Don't just be aware of these safety measures. Follow them. Wisconsin DNR. Adventures and memories. Enjoy Wisconsin's wild side. Learn more at dnr.wi.gov.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Our newest sponsor, Dex Finger Light, is a compact light with a patented ring that expands or contracts as needed to fit any finger. It puts light right where you need it and keeps your hands free to climb into your tree stand, navigate trails, or pick up something you dropped in the dark, which I do usually when I'm out there hunting. I've had one for a month now, and I keep finding new uses for it. And we're giving away a finger light on this week's show, and we'll tell you how to enter the drawing again at the end of the show. And finger light is on sale now, and they're also offering an exclusive 15% discount on top of the sale price to our listeners. You go to fingerlight.com and use the promo code DanSmall15 to get that discount. Well, joining me now from Chesterfield, Missouri, is Tom Mitchell. He is the founder with his sons of Wild M Brands, and they are the manufacturer of Dex Fingerlight. Tom, welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dan, and want to say hello to your listeners, and really looking forward to our inaugural radio interview. We've never done one of these before, so thank you.
Yeah, quite welcome. Now, you and I met in Eau Claire last month at the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers Conference there. You gave me a finger light, and as I've told you numerous times, I'm amazed at how handy it is, and we'll get to finger light in a bit. But I want to talk deer hunting first, because our bow season is underway, and you are an avid deer hunter, and you have a pretty good-sized property there in Missouri that you manage for deer, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell us what you do on your property.
I've been a bow hunter since 1977. I took my first doe with a recurve bow with my dad back in the day, and I was hooked since then, and I hunted pretty much my whole life on and off up until 2003, when we moved to a community in Missouri called Wildwood, which was loaded with deer. And I started hunting in this area, Wildwood, and really got rehooked on bow hunting and really set a goal with my wife and my sons to have a property. We were blessed and fortunate enough to have the resources through my medical device business that I had before, Fingerlight, to buy a farm in Northeast Missouri. And that's when I got into managing habitat. So I immediately did nothing. So the first year on the farm, I just hunted and observed for 1 year.
Okay.
Then once I got a lay of the land, started getting a lay of, you know, what animals did what, where they went, why they were going there, when they were going there, that's when I came in and started manipulating the habitat. The first thing I did was try to eliminate all invasive species. Here in Missouri, that includes bush honeysuckle, autumn olive.
Yep.
Although deer feed on these, they're invasive. And a lot of the vines, actually grapevines are good too, but they pull down some of the mass producing trees like oak trees and shade them so they don't produce as many acorns. So we did a lot of that and then started managing for age class, which means passing younger bucks. Although my sons were young and we were new, we said, look, go ahead and take a 2-year-old or 3-year-old, but we're going to progress upwards from there. And eventually where we are now is we really try to get the bucks to be 5 years old.
Okay.
And that's worked out. We have several mature bucks now to hunt. It takes a lot of discipline, takes a lot of work. Of course, we do food plots and we experiment with soils and get the pHs right. This is hill country, ridge, draw type farms, 360 acres, mostly timber with some ag next door. It's a pretty good setup. So that's what we've been doing now for 13 years. And it's just a labor of love.
And you are seeing results.
Yes, sir. We have seen tremendous results. We bought the farm at the end of 2012. I started keeping numbers of encounters of white-tailed deer, turkey, coyote, other predators in 2013. And between 2013 and 2017, which is a 5-year period, we saw a doubling of the deer population.
Wow.
We saw a doubling of the fawns, actually more than that, fawn recruitment. And of course, just through observations, we saw several more mature bucks. But it took a good 5 years to turn that farm around. When I say turn it around, there were two things that happened prior to our purchase. One was the previous owner did not manage for age class. He overhunted it. They killed a lot of the younger bucks. And we had had a huge outbreak of EHD in Missouri in 2012. And that really wiped out a big portion, especially of mature bucks and does. So when I first bought the farm, we put trail cameras out, of course, and we did not see a mature buck on our trail cameras until September of 2013, 9 months. And that's using corn. You know, we're able to use corn and different attractants during the non-hunting season in this area of Missouri.
Okay.
So you do that. But I was really surprised how long it took to turn it around. But now it's a real mecca. It's just a wonderful place to hunt. I have figured it out, you know, even hunting the draws with the thermals you have to manage and the different winds, et cetera. We've seen some great results on the bucks as well as other species.
Now, Tom, you mentioned thermals, and I'd like to get into hunting tactics a little bit. You've got hill country. We've got the same thing here. It's unglaciated here. I'm not sure what it is down by you. Probably the same. How do you hunt thermals?
Well, you have to think like a buck. When I say think like a buck, I mean a mature buck. And I consider a mature buck to be 4 years old or older. You could argue that it's 3 years old or older. But the 2- and 3-year-old bucks, and certainly the yearling bucks, they're much more aggressive, for lack of a better word. They're not as wise as the older bucks. So you have to think like a mature buck. I've seen this through trail camera surveys. One example I'll give you is 2020, a deer that I took, a 5-year-old that I had named W because he was so wide and flat.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of by circumstance, I took him October 4th of 2020 with my bow, 27 yards, on the far north side of a ridgetop food plot, which is about an acre, that I call Boomerang. After I took him, I was really surprised, first of all, that he came downwind. Okay, he did not use the wind to approach does. The does that were in front of me, he came straight to downwind. after I took this buck and I went and pulled my trail camera cards days later, I saw him get out of his bedding area, which was about 400 yards away. And he could have taken a straight line up the ridge to where he went. Instead, he navigated all the way around. It's about an 80-foot, 90-foot drop on this ridge. He navigated the bottom portion of that ridge shelf to get up to his point. And the only reason I can imagine why he did that was to use those thermals to approach that area, because those thermals were coming right into his nose. And it wasn't acorns, because where he went through was just a thick brush area. So he's got cover, he's got thermals, and had I set up and come in a different way, he certainly could have scented me using those thermals. And then just overall, I see mature bucks, like the one I'm hunting right now, using thermals. One example is Friday evening. Been a tough season here so far for wind. There really hasn't been any wind so far. It's just been real still and very dry and no real gusty winds, just still. And I don't like hunting in still conditions because your scent just wafers there, stays there. So I'm hunting a plot edge on the eastern side of this plot on a downward slope. It's about 3 acres. There is supposed to be a southwest wind at 2 miles per hour. That's no wind. And I knew I was risking it because I knew mature bucks were bedded in an area that I had just logged. And sure enough, I saw a three-year-old coming from the other side. I had a four-year-old at 8 yards that I passed. And he winded me. And he was just curious, okay? He was curious. He finally took off. And as I watched this buck and I filmed him, he eventually just bolted off with his tail down. And I looked behind me. Another deer was there. And it was that six-year-old I've been hunting.
Oh, my goodness.
So he came in late. He used that downward slope with that thermal. You know, they never really kind of figured it out, but they knew something was off. I had, of course, taken some scent mitigation steps with spray and washing my clothes and ozone. I keep my clothes in an ozone closet. I rubbed down with cedar. I did all that, but it never really does the full job. And so hunting thermals, hunting still wind, you got to be very, very careful with a mature buck. And know how that thermal works. And generally in the evening, they'll drift downward once the sun sets. In the morning, they'll drift upward once the sun rises. But the key is, usually, not always, the sun has to hit the forest floor in the morning for that thermal to rise. So if you're hunting a western facing slope, and of course the sun rises in the east, your thermal is still going to go downhill until that sun gets higher in the sky to pull your thermal uphill.
Wow.
That's a very important thing I learned the hard way.
Yeah. Well, Tom, we got to take a break here. Will you stay with us?
Yes, sir.
Folks, I'm talking with Tom Mitchell. He is co-founder with his Sons of Wild M Brands. They manufacture the Dex Finger Light. We will talk about the Dex Finger Light here in the next segment. I am Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. I've been talking with Tom Mitchell. He is co-founder with his Sons of Wild M Brands. They manufacture the Dex Finger Light, and we'll be giving away a finger light on this week's show, as we did last week, and we'll tell you how to enter that drawing. They've also got a 15% discount on top of a fabulous sale that they've already got going on. So check that out at fingerlight.com. And the promo code for that discount is DanSmall15. Easy to remember. Well, Tom, you were talking about hunting thermals and a little bit about managing your property, but you do more than simply controlling invasives there, don't you?
Yes, sir. We, being pretty much my neighbor, who was a retired cattle rancher, he decided to take up fur bear trapping a few years ago. And I said, you should be a trapper, because there are no more trappers. And the reason there are no more trappers is because there's no fur market.
Yeah.
The only fur markets now are Russia and China, and we're not doing much business with Russia. And pretty soon, probably not China, right?
So it looks like it.
There's no fur market.
Yeah.
So there's no trappers. So I'm relegated to trapping raccoons and possum to try to help the turkey nesting. Remember, I was telling you earlier in your show that I was keeping numbers on deer and turkey. Well, our turkey population plummeted 75% in 5 years.
Wow.
I learned this is going on in other parts of the country as well. And the conservation departments are generally saying it's due to weather and predation, weather being too cold and wet of springs, but also there's too many predators. And so the latter part is what I can control. I haven't figured out how to control the weather yet, have you?
You're working on it, though, right?
Well, I'm trying to get that under control. But anyway, the predators you can control through trapping.
Yeah.
But trapping is a lot of work. So I recruited my neighbor. He became a trapper. And I think over the course of 4 years now, between my farm and neighbor's farms, a total of 1,300 acres, he's trapped upwards of 500 fur-bearing predators.
Wow.
Possum, skunk, raccoon, coyote, bobcat, and red fox.
Okay.
He's trapped so many big predators, the coyote and the bobcat and the red fox, that I had to put a pause on it. And we started limiting the numbers last season because you need some predators. You can't kill all the predators. Number one, they're transient. Mainly coyotes are transient, meaning they'll move into your area pretty quickly.
Yep.
But bobcat and red fox are more homebodies and they have to reproduce. So we need predators, because what I've noticed is, yes, the turkey, they're slowly coming back, but the quail came back big time. Mm. That was a big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbits came back. We had hardly any rabbits. And now we can hunt rabbits again. But what else has come back? Fawns. So now we have a little bit of a fawn slash a doe problem. So I started culling some animals, meaning that we go in and I have some friends come in and we'll kill a good number of does on our farm. So I probably need to kill about 20 this year just to manage that population. And interestingly, I've done this now on my farm over the years, and I see what that does to a population where I live full time. In Wildwood, Missouri, the city government came in over the past year and a half, and they killed 661 deer on 10 to 11 square miles.
Oh, my.
And their estimate was that there were 72 deer per square mile. So they consider that an overpopulation. Maybe so. But they took 66 per square mile. They left us six deer per square mile. They overkilled them. And it's a real unfortunate thing. So I have to, unfortunately, get involved with that. But managing whitetails, it's a great thing to do. It contributes to conservation. It contributes to our American pastime of archery hunting, crossbow hunting, rifle hunting, muzzleloader hunting, spear hunting, whatever you want to, whatever weapon you want to use.
Yeah.
And it's such a great source of protein. Venison, if you know how to cook it right, it's the best.
Oh, yeah.
It is absolutely the best. Really enjoy it a lot, and that's what led us to, quite frankly, developing the Dex finger light.
All right. Well, let's talk about that finger light. I've described it quite a bit in the last couple of weeks on the show, and we are giving one away, and you have a great discount on your website. But for folks who are still scratching their head, what is it, and how does it work?
Well, as I said earlier in the show, I like to hunt mature bucks, and you've got to be very careful hunting mature bucks. So I'm a little disappointed in myself from Friday night's hunt. I broke my own rules. Although I got close, they knew I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that, because a mature buck will change his pattern for a long period of time or go nocturnal. So that includes me being as stealthy as possible. So I quit using a headlamp. I've just never liked headlamps when I go back and forth to my tree stand or my blinds in darkness. I even drive my side-by-side with no lights on. I just don't want to increase any intrusive factor at all. Arguable, yes, people argue, doesn't matter. Okay, I want to minimize intrusion for mature bucks. So instead of a headlamp, I would either use no light, which is quite dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
Climbing. You know, my neighbor died falling out of his tree stand. Now,
it
wasn't due to no light. It was due to he wasn't lifelined in.
Yeah.
But we lifeline now, and you want to be able to see that hook, and you want to be able to do that without lighting up the whole woods. So I started carrying a small flashlight. Well, the problem with that is I had to occupy a hand, and it ended up on my mouth a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I needed my hands.
Yeah.
So this device was developed for surgery, and we licensed the patent from the doctor who invented it worldwide and made it as a hunting light. And so this solves the problem because you don't have to wear a headlamp. It's much faster, much easier, less bulk. It weighs half an ounce. You can wear it on any finger, any thumb. I can hide it under my hand. It's got three light modes. It's highly durable. It's waterproof. And it solves a problem in my viewpoint. And many other customers are learning that now, just 7 months into our launch. There's a better way to use your head, we say. Use the finger light instead because it's packable.
Yeah.
As I said, lightweight and much more convenient. Now, there's still a time for a headlamp. You know, if you're doing a long tracking job on an animal, you're going to want a headlamp. But even then, I've had headlamps get pulled off my head walking through thick brush. So
who hasn't?
Even with a headlamp. Yeah, we've had customers say this is a good adjunct to their headlamp. So we developed it for that. So we have found an audience with whitetail hunters, and we found an audience with aviators as well. They really love it because they use it in the cockpit on the green mode, and they use it for their pre-flight checks.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned to you, and I've said it a couple times on the show, I keep finding new uses for it. And I finally took the little carabiner and clipped the case to my belt loop, because if I leave it upstairs and I'm downstairs or want to go into the basement and look for something on a shelf that's way back there, I need that. You know, I did something last night out in the dark and the moon is not up anymore. It was full last week, but it's gone now. And it was pretty dark out. And of course, the finger light was in the house. So now I'm wearing it on my belt and on my hand pretty much after dark every night whenever I'm doing something outside, which is quite a bit. And I plan to use it hunting this year. I have not been bow hunting. I've been too busy doing our annual Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, but I will get to hunting, and I'm especially looking forward to using it turkey hunting next spring. So it's a cool gadget, and not a gadget. It is a cool tool, I'll say that. Very useful and
thank you.
Really neat. So I'm so glad that you developed it and that you've offered it to our listeners. Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go?
Well, I just want to add one last thing, and that is it's great being an American, and I'm not trying to sound patriotic, but this is a great nation, and I'm blessed to have this opportunity with you to be able to do this launch. It's a grind. It's a lot of work. You know, I'm 60 years old right now, and I wonder, what the heck am I doing this for? But I'm having fun. I'm having fun because I get to do things like this. And the other thing that I like to do is extreme customer service. You know, I'm a big fan of companies that care about their customers. And I want to make sure your listeners know that's what we do. We are grateful for our customers. We will go to the ends of the earth to make sure they're happy, because at the end of the day, everyone's selling the same thing, and that's happiness. So I'm happy that you've had me on the show, Dan. I really appreciate that so much. I love talking whitetail, turkey, management, et cetera. And thank you.
You're quite welcome, Tom. We will talk to you again come turkey season. I just have a feeling you'll have some advice for us and maybe some more finger light stories. So good luck this season. I hope you didn't spook that big buck off too far for too long, and you get him eventually. And if you do, send me a photo. I'd love to see it.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Folks, that was Tom Mitchell. He is founder with his sons of Wild M Brands. They make Dex Fingerlight. Their website is fingerlight.com. We'll tell you more later in the show how you can enter the drawing to win one and how you can save 15% on top of their already discounted price if you want to buy one or more on their website, fingerlight.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
We see you out there, doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup, right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Want a compact light that does not strap to your head? Meet Dex Finger Light at fingerlight.com.
Fingerlight's patented Griptonite ring fits any finger. Keeps your hands free to climb, navigate trails, or tinker at home. Three light modes, durable, waterproof, and rechargeable. Invented for surgeons, but developed by hunters. Dex Fingerlight is faster, easier, and stealthier than a headlamp. Use our discount code DANSMALL15 for 15% off any order at fingerlight.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
CBS News Brief. During his meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House, President Trump expressed reservations about sending Ukraine long-range Tomahawk missiles.
Hopefully we'll be able to get the war over with without thinking about Tomahawks.
Trump says it's time for Ukraine and Russia to stop the killing and make a deal. Former New York Congressman George Santos walked out of a New Jersey prison late last night after President Trump commuted his sentence for fraud. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Santos will no longer be required to pay nearly $400,000 in restitution to his victims.
Santos served 3 months of a 7-year sentence. Shohei Ohtani hit 3 home runs and pitched 6 scoreless innings as the Dodgers beat the Brewers 5-1 to sweep the National League Championship Series.
It was incredible. It was wild. It was loud. And Shohei, 3 bombs, amazing.
Ohtani is the only pitcher in Major League history to hit multiple home runs in a playoff game. He struck out 10 batters. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Highs in the low 70s today. Lots of sunshine, turning windy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid 40s. Still windy on Sunday with sunshine in the afternoon, highs in the mid 50s. On Monday, slight chance of a shower, and we'll see highs in the low 60s.
Right now, it's 55.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by AdoptUS Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit AdoptUSKids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by AdoptUS Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff?
Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. My next guest is a new friend and fellow member of the Outdoor Writers Association of America, Reen Waterman. We met at one of the best places to get to know someone, a fishing boat. Guided by Captain Ben Hayes of Scenic City Fishing Charters in Chattanooga, and we were bass fishing on Chickamauga Lake. It's an impoundment of the Tennessee River. This was actually the day before the annual Outdoor Writers Association conference back in August in Chattanooga. And you may have heard my conversation with Ben and Reen. It aired about 6 weeks ago. If you missed it, you can catch it on my podcast on Lake Link or Outdoor News Podcasts. Just look for show 2035. Reen Waterman has an impressive bio. Among his other pursuits, he's an author, a business consultant, a life coach, a men's ministry motivational speaker, and with his wife Linda, co-host of a daily inspirational podcast called Your Refreshed Life. Their website, with links to everything they do, is watermancommunicationsgroup.com. Reen joins us today from Chattanooga. Reen, welcome back to Outdoors Radio. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Dan. I'm sorry we're not doing with a fishing rod in hand, but
yeah.
Your technology, it's great to be here.
Yes, it was great fishing with you and great to get to know you and Ben that day we fished together. And good to talk to you again. You're a busy guy. Have you been fishing since we met in August?
No, I haven't. I've been writing.
Okay. What are you working on?
The very week after the conference we met at, I was speaking at a writers' conference in Atlanta and planning a men's retreat to a church in November.
Okay. Well, in fact, that's the thing I want to focus on, one of the many things you do, men's ministry programs. I've spoken at several church men's gatherings, and in particular, a couple of times with the late deer expert, Charlie Alzheimer. I don't know if you knew him.
Absolutely. He was wonderful.
He was. And you have much more experience in this than I do. And you say it's a form of fishing.
Yes, it is. Churches struggle with men. Most churches, it's the women who are there. It's the women who are in leadership. Guys, they may love God, love the church, but they'd rather be in a deer stand or a duck blind. So one of the ways to attract guys to church, especially churches now after COVID, trying to get people back to church, is through men's beast feasts, where you feed them some great game, you bring in an outdoor speaker with adventure stories, and you weave that into their faith. And I have a program that I love doing called Guys, God, and the Great Outdoors, using your passions for eternal purposes.
Okay. Give us a sample of what you talk about during a program like that.
Well, typically, there's four segments to my retreat. The first one is the call of the wild. Why is hunting and fishing and many other outdoor experiences such a magnet for guys? I don't care who you are, what you do, we are wired for adventure. Sitting at a desk at a computer all day long is not adventurous. So we're longing for adventure. But faith and the outdoors have so much in common. So that first one, that's why the outdoors is such a great magnet. The second segment is becoming a man of passion. You have got to be passionate for God above any and all things. And I talk about that because I used to be addicted to deer hunting. I still love hunting, but seeking God is the ultimate hunt. Then the next segment is becoming a man of power. In church, guys are told what we should do, but they don't tell you how. So I talk on spiritual disciplines, very simple practices that can grow your faith deeper. Then the last segment is becoming a man of purpose. We've got to be able to use our hobbies and interests as connectors for guys. If you ask a guy if he wants to go to church, the quick answer is, sorry, I'm busy. You ask him to go bass fishing or deer hunting, I'll there with you. And if they're there with you, you have a captive audience with which to connect, to communicate, to share. Women can connect instantly. They are microwave connectors. Men are slow cooker connectors. But you get a guy involved in an outdoor activity, that's where things can really happen.
I'm sure you've heard this. When you ask, do you go to church, or how important is the outdoors to you? I've had friends say, you know, the outdoors is my church. This is where I connect with my spiritual side, with the universe, with God, however they define those intangibles. What do you say to that?
I agree. I wrote a poem in a deer stand on an October morning after the rain cleared called Chapel of the Woods. I have great spiritual experiences. I bring my Bible and devotional. And that's true. You can't be in the outdoors and not think about God. But it also says in Hebrews, do not forsake the assembling of the fellowship, of brotherhood. In church, we connect, we worship together, we learn more together. So there's a valid point in mixing both.
How important are the activities that go along with a program like this? Motivational speakers are part of a program, but you mentioned the beast feast or a game dinner, and there's sometimes some other activities like shooting events.
Absolutely. I was at an event once. They brought in a mobile axe throwing demonstration. There are mobile shooting tractor trailers for internal shooting. There are fun things. My church, Silverdale Baptist, has an annual beast feast with 2,500 guys. And part of the draw is they have donated guns they give away. And I tell churches, if you have to bribe guys to get in there, bribe them. I did a retreat in Pennsylvania, the same retreat, and I worked with a church for 7 months. They had donations. Everyone had won a prize. One guy donated a side of beef. One guy donated a green egg. One guy donated a gun in range time. Other kind of prizes. Every guy got a prize. But in reality, is if that's what it takes to attract guys, do it.
Okay. Let's say a church event organizer or pastor or men's group leader is listening to this, and I know some are. How can they book you for an event?
I would love to, first of all, talk with them. My phone number is area code 423-208-1792. My email is reen, R-E-E-N, at watermancg.com, W-A-T-E-R-M-A-N-C-G.com. It's short for Waterman Communications Group. I would love to have a dialogue, talk to them about their people, talk about their interests, and I can tailor any presentation because I do other things too. But the outdoors is the way to connect guys. It's the way to draw guys. Because I'm absolutely convinced that if you look at the cross, the horizontal bar is guy to guy, leads into the vertical, guy to God. By drawing people to these events, creating relationships, it opens the door for dialogue. And that's where life changes.
What kind of response have you seen from participants in your events?
Lots. It's very, very easy because I'm a very practical, hands-on teacher. Each segment is like 30 to 45 minutes. It's short, shorter than most sermons. But the guys will walk out with practical ways and understanding of how to grow their own faith personally and share with other people. Guys need to be kissed. Keep it simple.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Now, what do you say to a guy who says, well, you know what? Church is just not my thing. I have a personal relationship with God, or I don't discuss my religious beliefs or my spiritual beliefs. I'm good. I don't need that kind of help.
You know, that's a very valid point, and it's between everyone and God. But the reality is, believe it or not, America, there is a loneliness epidemic. We may have 6,000 friends in the internet, on our social media, but who do you call at 2 o'clock in the morning? If you don't have a relationship with someone, you're going to need that and not have it. So these events can draw people. And maybe something like our beast feast with 2,500 guys. Some guys come just to win a door prize. Okay, but they hear a message and they have a chance to connect and relate with people. Some people say, I've never had elk or bear. I want to have some of that. Whatever it takes. It's ultimately a personal decision. But as men, we are lonely. We work so hard and we're lonely. So what do you have to lose to coming to an event? But what do you have to gain is the question, and you never know.
Yeah. You know, you sent me a flyer about your programs, and you have some interesting, scary statistics. In 1990, 50% of men had six or more close friends. Today, that number is only 27%, so half in the last 30-some years. 15% of men have no close friends at all. And among men under 30, almost 40 are friendless. Why is that?
First of all, we work too hard, but the main reason is, too, is we grew up with no close relationship with our father. So if we don't have a close relationship with our father, it's hard to make friends with anybody else. I'm in Chattanooga. I will turn 65 very soon, and I've got a couple friends. Not a lot, but I'm working, and it takes intentionality. Women can connect automatically at an event. Within minutes, they go to the bathroom together. Strange. They talk about their hair, their purse, but they had a relationship with their mother. If you look at the wild, the deer, the white-tailed buck, as a young buck, gets kicked out of the family. The doe keeps the female with her for some time. So we are just not trained to connect. But if you start connecting with guys at an event, because the cool thing about a bees feast or a skeet shoot, which I've done, an event, you're there for the event. Meeting someone, talking, it's a corollary. I tell people, if you're talking to a guy and you get past what do you do for a living, you're having a conversation with a guy. That's strange, but it's real. And we're weird as guys, but that's the reality.
Yeah. Well, Reen, we got to let you go here, but this has been very interesting. And again, if people want to learn more or if someone would like to book you for an event, watermancg.com is where they find everything, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, great talking with you, and I hope you have a great fall and get out in the woods or out on the water a couple times yourself before the year ends.
I'm working at it. Thank you, Dan, and thanks for all your listeners.
Well, you're quite welcome. Folks, that was Reen Waterman. You heard his message. You can reach him at watermancg.com. I am Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
We see you out there, doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup, right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Want a compact light that does not strap to your head? Meet Dex Fingerlight at Fingerlight.com. Fingerlight's patented Griptonite ring fits any finger, keeps your hands free to climb, navigate trails, or tinker at home. Three light modes, durable, waterproof, and rechargeable. Invented for surgeons, but developed by hunters. Dex Fingerlight is faster, easier, and stealthier than a headlamp. Use our discount code DANSMALL15 for 15% off any order at Fingerlight.com.
Every year, there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond. And keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Don't just be aware of these safety measures. Follow them. Wisconsin DNR. Adventures and memories. Enjoy Wisconsin's wild side. Learn more at dnr.wi.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. by Crestliner Boats at Crestliner.com and by Mercury Marine at MercuryMarine.com. See the latest Crestliner Boats and Merc outboards at Cedar Lake Sales, and they have a huge sale going on now on both used and new boats and pontoons. Check out their inventory on their website. And Cedar Lake's winter boat storage reservations are filling up, so if you want a spot, better contact them soon. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers. HuntworthGear.com. We're also brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight climbing sticks and tree stands, an efficient mobile hunting system to maximize portability and durability. HuntingBeastGear.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is archived on our Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, on iHeartRadio, and outdoornews.com/podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast at any of those platforms. And on social media, you'll find us at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. We have some special deals thanks to two of our new sponsors. Our friends at Hunting Beast Gear are offering a 10% discount on any purchase. To get that discount, visit huntingbeastgear.com and enter the promo code DanSmallODW10. And Dex Finger Light is on sale now, and you can save an additional 15% on any order. Visit fingerlight.com and use the promo code DanSmall15. You'll find details on both offers on my Facebook page at Dan Small Outdoors. This week's giveaway is a Dex Finger Light and carrying case. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and phone number or email info and mention Finger Light Giveaway. 414-297-7554, dsoradio@gmail.com. The DNR is hosting an open house at the Wild Rose Fish Hatchery next Saturday, the 25th. Details on the DNR website, keywords, Fish Hatchery Open House. And the DNR is accepting orders for trees and shrubs for next spring's planting. Keyword there is tree planting. If you plan to spear sturgeon on Lake Winnebago this winter, you must purchase your sturgeon spearing license by October 31st. The deadline to apply for an upriver lake spearing permit was August 1st, so that's already gone. Pheasant season opens this weekend, along with most fur trapping seasons and elk season, with hunters after the Clam Lake herd and the Jackson County herd. So if you're out there doing something else, don't be surprised to see pheasant hunters, trappers, and elk hunters out this weekend. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren's next performance is Friday, November 7th at the Harbor Table in Washburn. Come for the show, which starts at 4, and stay for the fish fry. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
Is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Local.
locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Amy Gaither, director of a new show at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls. Then Eric and Adam from Ask Your Mother drop by to rock the studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Wallace, Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani set another record last night, becoming the first pitcher to hit multiple home runs in a playoff game. Three, to be exact.
Oh my goodness! Shohei Ohtani! Wow! Up and over the roof!
Shohei Ohtani struck out 10 over 6 scoreless and cracked 3 home runs to help the Dodgers knock off the Brewers in Game 4 of their National League Championship Series Friday night 5-1 for a chance to compete for their second straight World Series title.
Pajes going back on the warning track. He makes the catch! Ball game! Series! The Dodgers are going back to the World Series!
The call courtesy of the Dodgers radio network. The Dodgers await the winner of the Toronto-Seattle series. The Mariners lead that best of 7 set 3-2. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.